He looked around the room in a panic. He was going to die, alone and bloodied on his living room floor. But he couldn't die now. He had to protect Darlene. She was carrying his child. He'd waited so long to have a son. It had to be a son. Taking a deep breath, he fought against the pain and stubbornly forced his body to crawl, inch by excruciating inch, from the living room toward the hallway leading to the study and the closest telephone. Random images flashed through his head in rapid succession. There was his niece, dead on her sofa, calling Christensen in a panic over Isabella's untimely death. Isabella being carried from her home in the middle of the night to be taken to the cemetery and hidden in the Marlowe crypt. Lily Miller, comatose in the upstairs bedroom as the tattoo artist worked on her arm. Darlene telling him of the baby he had long been waiting for. He had to protect Darlene. He had to protect his child. If he'd only known Isabella had changed her will, none of this would be happening now. Pain ripped through his right leg. Gasping for air, he grabbed his thigh and squeezed tightly. The fabric was wet. Looking down, he expected to find his pant leg covered in blood, yet there was no blood on his thigh. His crotch was soaked, as was the portion of pant leg above the knee. He'd wet himself. Refusing to die in such a humiliating fashion, and determined to save his wife, Stoddard dragged himself over the carpet, leaving behind a trail of blood. He made it to the entry hall when he heard what sounded like a disposal truck compacting garbage. It was trash day. If he could only make it to the door, maybe he could open it and get help from the garbage collector. Reaching for the door, he lost consciousness. Darlene Gusardoff once dreamed of becoming an actress. In high school, she was a member of the drama club, regularly landing the starring role in school performances. During her senior year in high school, someone told her that if she bleached and cut her hair, she could pass as Marilyn Monroe. Like Marilyn, she had blue eyes and was of a similar height and body type. Darlene promptly made an appointment with a local beauty shop and transformed herself from a slightly overweight brunette into a curvy blonde, partial to snug-fitting clothing and spiky high-heeled shoes. The new look garnered her more attention from the boys and her drama coach. After high school, she landed roles in community theater, yet found it impossible to secure a paying acting job. Darlene met Stoddard Gusarov on her 21st birthday. She was visiting a friend in Portland who had taken her to a local strip club to celebrate. At the time, Darlene was shocked to discover how many strip clubs were in the Portland area and almost refused to go when her friend made the suggestion. But after a couple shots of tequila at another bar, it started to seem like a good idea. Stoddard had come to the club looking for a diversion from his failing marriage. He was much older than the men Darlene typically dated, but he obviously had money. And she was tired of waitressing while waiting for her elusive acting break. The fact that he was already married was a minor obstacle. She didn't intend to remain his mistress indefinitely. Within a year, she became the third Mrs. Gusarov. Everything seemed to be working out for Darlene. But then Isabella unexpectedly died, setting into motion a series of events jeopardizing her comfortable lifestyle. Darlene sat in the passenger seat of the police car, looking out the window as Brian Henderson drove toward the Gusarov estate. Nervously twisting a lock of blonde hair between her fingertips, she glanced over to Brian.
"I really appreciate this. Especially considering everything," she said.
"No problem," Brian shrugged.
"I tried calling Todd, but he wasn't answering his phone," she explained.
"Yes, you mentioned that."
"It will just take a minute to grab my extra set of keys."
I said, "No problem."
Brian glanced over at Darlene and smiled.
"It's been a nightmare. I can't believe Todd would do something like this."
Darlene moved restlessly in the seat.